In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, good morning, friends. It's Kathy B. here with you. And I'm really glad that you're tuning in today to Common Prayer and that you're part of this community. I know that it takes time and effort to be reading along and engaging with us and just availing yourself of some quiet, reflective time, focusing on the scriptures and seeking to allow the Holy Spirit to speak into your life. I hope that you know and that you sense that it's worth it. It sure is for me, and it's becoming an important discipline for me to daily choose to really anchor myself in this unsure season to God, because He's the only sure and constant source that we have in the midst of so many things around us that are changing, right? It's Tuesday today, and before we jump in, I want to invite you to take a few moments to intentionally just still your mind and your heart and to slow down. To step into the quiet. And let me just suggest that as we prepare for our holy minute of quiet, that you take a deep breath in and pray along with me, Lord, speak to me. And then to breathe out, your servant is listening. So let's take about a minute now, and when we're done, I'll read our scripture for today. Our scripture passage for today is Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. And here's what it says. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 90 is such a well-known psalm, and these two verses speak of, on one hand, the limits of our mortal lives, and on the other, the timeless dimension of God's power and His love for us. And you may not know, or maybe you just forgot, that this psalm was written by Moses, not David, and it's thought to be the oldest in the whole Psalter, written about 3,000 years ago. And as we listen more closely to the words of this psalm, I want you to try and imagine with me the setting that Moses and the people of Israel are out in the middle of the wilderness. And it would be 40 long years before they got to the promised land, even longer than our time in coronavirus. And almost everybody who was with him would die along the way, including his sister Miriam and his brother Aaron. It was just such a long and arduous journey, and it taught Moses a lot, especially the frailty of life, as well as the sovereignty of God. And nothing gave him a more healthy perspective on the temporal nature of this world compared to the eternal nature of God. And the psalm simply begins, Lord, you have been our dwelling place for all generations. And when Moses speaks of the Lord as our dwelling place, here's what he's talking about. He's talking about a relationship and not a particular location, a relationship. And that might be hard for us to grasp because we like to think of a dwelling place as something tangible and concrete, like a structure with a physical address. But it's not about that. It's about a relationship with the living God. And yet where we dwell isn't necessarily the same as where we live. And I got to thinking that our 25-year-old daughter Hannah came home for a visit about a week ago, and she lives in New York City. We haven't seen her for over 9 months, and because of that, she quarantined for some time, and it was really weird. And one night she called us where we were staying in a separate place, and she said, "You guys, it just doesn't feel like I'm home yet because we weren't together with her in the house." And it felt strange to us too. Didn't feel like she was home yet. And I think that's what Moses is getting at here. He's saying that home really is where your heart is, where your passions lie. And that might be different from where you are in the moment. Billy Joel wrote this great song a long time ago that talks about this too, and it's called "You're My Home." Listen to it sometimes. The chorus is mostly this. It says, "Well, I'll never be a stranger, and I'll never be alone. Wherever we're together, that's my home." I just gotta love me some Billy Joel. I know, haven't you seen the bumper stickers over the years that say, "I'd rather be fishing," or "I'd rather be skiing or quilting," like you fill in the hobby. And we may be working at our desk or doing the laundry or our chores around the house, but at the same time, our heart is way up high on a mountain peak or lounging beside a quiet stream. Because that's where we'd rather be, right? If you were to pick a bumper sticker for your car today, along those lines, what would it say? What would you rather be doing? Where would you rather be? Where do your thoughts and dreams lead you? It is not terrible to want to be somewhere else, but it's a really good indication of where your heart is, or of where you dwell. Because you see, out in the desert, the people of Israel, they lived in tents while they were moving from place to place. They didn't have the luxury of a comfy home. They lived out in the open all the time. And they spent a lot of time with God. And they looked to Him to give them manna from heaven and water from a rock. And they depended on Him to protect them and to guide them. And they walked by faith for so long that walking by faith became their way of life. I kind of picture them thinking, "Hey, what difference does it make where we are?" Saying that to each other. Because all that mattered to them was that God was with them, leading the way. And so Moses prayed, "Lord, you've been our dwelling place or our home for all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, before you formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." You see, the more our dwelling place is the Lord, and the more our thoughts and feelings and passions are rooted in Christ, in His words, in His example, in His Spirit at work within us, the more likely it is that we're going to experience the fullness of life at any given moment of time because He is our home. Let me ask you to contemplate and reflect on a few questions now. And as I ask them, just take another deep breath in and out. And these are questions to help you really be honest with God about. The first is this: where are you dwelling right now? When you daydream, when you're at work, where would you rather be? Who or what is your true home, your security, your comfort, your love? And as you look ahead to the rest of this week, would you ask the Holy Spirit to highlight a next step that you can take? Perhaps it's with how you spend your time. Perhaps it's with making time, making space for the Lord. Take a moment and contemplate that. And then, how could making the Lord your home, can you just envision how that might influence your family, your kids, the next generation? Would you ask the Lord to help you make Him your true home? And then, to get a little more practical, what might it look like for you to make God your home actively? Is there something that you need to surrender to Him? And by doing that, it would help you to keep bringing you back home to Him. Maybe it's a photo that you could put in front of you, or a verse. Maybe it's a song that you can listen to regularly. Maybe you can be in the car and turn on K-Love. Maybe you just need to put your phone down or step outside and take in the grandeur of God's creation. Talk to Him about that. Join me in our closing prayer. Heavenly Father, only You know where we really dwell. Only You know where or with whom we would rather be. And I pray that You would make our hearts soft toward You, and that we would allow You to become more and more of our security, that we would allow You to become our first and only love again. Would You remind us that from everlasting to everlasting, You are God, only You. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.